day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everything You Wanted to Know About CART 4.0, But You're Afraid to Ask conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Mr. Richard Cochran. Mr. Cochran, you may begin.
Thank you, Nikki, and good morning, everybody that's out there on this call. Welcome to today's CART 4.0 conference call. We're very pleased that you could participate this morning. My name, of course, is Richard Cochran. I am the project lead for Rural and Critical Access Hospital Initiatives. With me on the call today is my colleague and friend, Karen O'Leary. Karen is the project lead for Hospital Reporting Initiatives, and together we're going to try to go over CART 4.0 with you. We're going to talk about the CMS data abstraction tool, CART, specifically the newest version, CART 4.0. As the title of our call suggests, we're prepared to discuss everything you wanted to know about CART 4.0, but we're afraid to ask. Now, before we get started, I want to make sure you have the slide presentation, handouts, and call evaluation form. These were attached to the email I sent you yesterday. They can also be downloaded from our Jenny website at http://jenny.ipro.org. Scroll down to the Hospital Quality Improvement section and click on Hospital Public Reporting, and they'll be there for you. As Nikki said, the call is also being recorded and will be posted to Jenny as soon as it becomes available. Now, at the end of this call, I will encourage you to complete and return the evaluation form. We really do use their feedback here at IPRO to shape future calls so that it can be more useful to you. So let's begin with our slide presentation, How to Understand CART 4.0. If you go to today's agenda, we've structured it to provide you with a brief overview of the CART tool, what it is, where it came from, how it has evolved, and how it can be useful in your quality improvement efforts. Then we'll describe some of the new features of CART 4.0 and some of the more relevant changes from the earlier versions, and there are some relevant changes. Finally, we'll walk you through the installation and training sequence and focus on the training resources and help that are available to you both on the web, from QualityNet, and from IPRO. We intend to leave plenty of opportunity at the end of this presentation for questions and answers. So first, go to the next slide. What is the CART tool? Well, CART is short for CMS, that's the C, abstraction, A, and reporting, R, tool. That gives you the acronym. It's a downloadable, PC-based software application that allows you to abstract charts, share data with CMS, JCO, or others, and obtain useful performance benchmarks for quality improvement purposes, both internally for yourself and comparative. It also allows you to participate with Hospital Quality Alliance if you wish. Using the tool, you can set specific preferences for your hospital with regard to how you abstract for CMS or JCO. Select clinical topics and measures that are useful to you, and in the future, you'll be able to add those that aren't on the tool that will work for you. And also, you can add assign roles for different users, abstractors, administrators, that kind of thing. Now, this is probably a function most people haven't used, but you can also import information and data into the CART tool from other sources. Any demographic data from a text file can be imported in. You can also import patient-specific data from JCO Core Measure vendors, for those of you that have a JCO vendor. And you can also import information from data files that you create for hospital-specific abstraction tools. It's a really good function, which I think in the future you'll be using more of. You can also, of course, export data, as some of you do, to a QIO warehouse to meet CMS and JCO specifications. And it also will allow you to export data through any other XML-compatible system. Now, that'll mean something to your IT people, but it'll allow you to share data internally or on your own intranet. Now, the bottom line in all this is that CART is a very powerful, sophisticated, and useful tool. Best of all, it's free. Well, let's talk a little bit about what CART has gone through. If you go to the next slide, we're going to talk a little bit about the evolution of CART. The first version of CART to be released, CART 2.2, was used for discharges beginning January 1st, 2005. And then later on, CART 3.0, used for discharges beginning July 1st, 2005. And then CART 3.1 for discharges beginning the beginning of this year, January 1st, 2006. And now, here we have CART 4.0 for discharges beginning July 1st, 2006. And you may rightly ask, as I do, why all these changes? So I'm going to turn to my colleague, Karen, and ask, why all these changes, Karen?
Well, there are two main reasons for the continuing evolution of the CART tool. Number one, CMS keeps the tool current based on updates to evidence-based care guidelines. As guidelines and accepted best practice evolve, so does the specifications manual. The CART abstraction tool then updates to accommodate these changes. And number two, to make the tool more useful and user-friendly based on user feedback and suggestions you have all made.
Thank you, Karen. And I can add to that, you can anticipate that the tool is going to continue to evolve. Already, those of you that are using it know that we've had to apply a patch to 4.0 so that it accepts the information of the QIO warehouse in a reasonable way. And here at IPRO, we're hearing about the release of CART 4.1 sometime in the near future. So the tool will continue to evolve. So let's go on to the next slide and talk about the newest, latest version of CART 4.0. Though there are many similarities to earlier versions, there are some very important differences. One of the biggest differences is the Quality Management System, or QMS platform. Now, we're going to spend some time on this. Then we're going to move on to describe some specific changes to the general features, changes related to the specific clinical topics. And, of course, the four clinical topics are the same, AMI, pneumonia, heart failure, and surgical infection. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some new report features, which I think you'll like because they're focused in a kind of a different way. Now, if you go on to the next slide, the biggest difference between CART 4.0 and earlier versions is the Quality Management System Platform, or QMS. When you go through the two-step download process, which is also new for you, when you install CART, you have to install QMS first, and then you have to load the CART application on top of it. You will no longer have the CART icon on your desktop. CART icon, as you recall, is that globe thing. Instead, you will have the QMS icon. Looks like a bar graph of improving results. I think that's kind of neat. Since CART 4.0 was developed on a new platform for discharges beginning July 31st, 2006, you are no longer going to be able to import previous time periods. This means you have to keep an older version of CART installed in order to access all of those abstractions. Now, the primary advantage of QMS is future. It's going to provide you with a modular version of CART that will allow you to create your own individual quality improvement measures in the future and mesh those with CMS and JACO measures. Now, if you go on to the next slide, to access CART 4.0, you click on the QMS icon and obtain a big blue welcome screen, and that's the next slide. This is Welcome to the Quality Management System screen. It has a globe in the middle and a star. Clicking on the globe will bring you an overview of the general information screen, and at this time there's not much there. It contains a link to the health system, which can be useful, and any new updates, which will also be useful. Clicking on the star, however, brings you to a list of available applications. So when you click on the star, if you go to the next slide, you will see it's a very short list. Only CART appears. Now, when you click on the CART icon, you ask for your username and password as you normally would be, and then you get this big, brown, empty CART screen. And that's the new CART 4 screen. It's different than what you will be used to. Now, go on to the next slide, and we're going to talk a little bit about the main new features of CART. In addition to the two-step installation, the new database format allows much larger storage capacity so that in the future you'll be able to store more abstractions on this platform and within CART. Secondly, there's a much easier way to reset a forgotten password. And for those of you that know CART, it's the biggest difficulty. You have changes every 60 days. You have arcane rules. You're all familiar with that. It can be a pain. So if you forget your password on this version of CART, you select the forgot password from the login screen, answer your security question from the initial setup, and your password will come back. So it's actually easier for you, a little bit more user-friendly. There's also a five-screen format that's a little bit different. We'll look at it on the next slide. And then this is important. The the data element Other Patient Identifier, which was optional in earlier versions of CART, is absolutely required in CART 4.0. They're going to use this data element to identify all reports in CART and on QualityNet Exchange.
And Richard, let me just add here that yes, this is true, and historically only one patient identifier was required. In Appendix I of the SPECS manual, you'll find information relating to other accessible patient identifiers. It's important to know these. They include patient social security number, unique record key, the patient HIC number, which is the patient's health insurance claim number, and or their Medicare number.
Well, thank you, Karen. So just keep in mind that other patient identifier is useful, and you need to use it. And finally, there are some expanded new search criteria for both patient and abstraction searches. They put that in there because they anticipate that all of you will be storing a lot of records in there. And in the future, when you need to go back and search, they give you different ways to do that, that's better. Now, go on to the next slide, and we're going to briefly look at the five-screen format. This next slide shows that access to all five on one screen, and you'll see on the top there are tabs for the provider screen, that's one of them, the user screen, the patient screen, the abstraction search screen, and I included on this the opening pop-up to add or edit an abstraction. Now, this is a little different. All these were accessible only from the top menu in previous versions. They put this tabbed format to try to make it easier. I can also tell you that these are also available from the top menu as in previous versions. So let's now move on to the topic-specific changes. On the next slide, there are a bunch of changes, and a complete list of those changes can be found on pages 4, 5, and 6 of the release notes in your handouts. I just want to highlight the five that are on this slide. First, for AMI, the system is going to exclude all patients who receive comfort measures. That's a big change, so it's going to really change your denominator. And also, this may seem silly, but the word thrombolytic has been changed to fibrinolytic. And I've already had a couple of questions. Why that difference? So just be aware that whenever you use thrombolytic before, it's now going to be fibrinolytic. Now, for heart failure, they've also excluded patients receiving comfort measures. And, of course, it makes a lot of sense. Those folks, the measures will not apply to. For pneumonia, this is also an important difference. It's going to exclude patients who didn't receive a chest ray or a CAT scan. That's a big change from previous versions. And finally, of course, those of you that are abstracting SCIP know that all the three SCIP measures have been changed to the new SCIP measures, of which there are several. So those topic-specific changes, there are others. If you look at your handout, you'll find those. Now let's move on to the next slide, to the report changes. The CART reports really have changed quite a bit. There are now 8 reports that are accessible from the top menu. Some of these are completely new, and some of them are modifications of reports from earlier versions. But the big change is that these records are focused, and these reports are focused more on physician and measure performance rather than abstractor performance. As you recall from previous versions of CART, a lot of the reports had to do with how are the abstractors doing. How reliable are they? Are they matching each other? The inter-rater reliability, things like that. And that's all good. But and that's useful, too. But what they want to do is try to make this more useful to you in your daily quality improvement effort. The intent is really to provide you with reports you can share and use internally for quality improvement purposes.
And, Richard, I'll just also add in here at this point, because I do look at these reports. These reports are a great added resource, not only to show what data is being sent to CMS, but the information can be used to improve care for select physician or physician-specific. Also, the reports can provide immediate feedback and identify trends on how your hospital is performing on each measure in real time. It's really important. I know people have requested this, so we have it now.
And I can kind of add to that in terms of the usefulness of that kind of updated current information. It really can be used to provide education to both staff and physicians about the core measures and other important quality measures. So it's a very key thing. Now, the big issue here, now that we have kind of an overview of CART, is how can you learn everything you need to know about CART 4.0? And if you go on to the next slide, the place to start is always QualityNet Exchange. nearly everything you need to know about the CART tool, but were afraid to ask, can be found on QualityNet Exchange. Installation, setup, abstraction, data exchange training are all available when you click on CART training. And I'm going to make this point is that it can seem a little formidable at first, because sometimes the website can be a little hard to navigate, but I can assure you, because I've had to do this myself, everything you need to know is on there. Now, if you go on to the next slide, it says CART training. I put this on there because there's a brief WebEx and downloadable handouts that will take you through all of the basics, which is good if you are just learning it or need to refresh yourself. And just be aware that these WebExes aren't big. The installation is 9 minutes. The provider use and setup is 5 minutes. Patient setup and abstraction is 12 minutes. CART navigation is 7 minutes. And importing and exporting is 5 minutes. So they're brief and to the point. And the handouts themselves are also very useful to you. Now, if you click on abstraction resources, and you'll go to the next slide, you'll find general abstraction guidelines, topic-specific data dictionaries, and paper tools for each discharge period. Now, shown on the slide you have, of course, is for discharges beginning July 1st. But if you click on that drop-down menu, you can go back and find all of the previous data dictionaries and paper tools for all the previous versions of CART. So it's kind of a handy-dandy thing. And I can tell you both the data dictionaries are important, as Karen will tell you, and the paper tools are very helpful. Now, finally, go on to the next slide. If you click on CART abstraction resources, you'll find general if you click on CART downloads, you'll find an extensive user's guide at the bottom of the page. If you run your eye right to the bottom of the page, and you'll see user's guide, if you click on that and bring it up, you'll find a 98-page document that will tell you way, way more than you probably want to know, but it's all good stuff. You also note on this screen that the CART patch downloads box shows a patch to ensure that all abstractions will be accepted at the QIO warehouse. For those of you that haven't installed CART 4.0 yet, you need to install CART first and then run the patch. Now, if you need additional help, in addition to what's on QualityNet Exchange, the QualityNet Help Desk is a very responsive and valuable resource. I can tell you, since I've been out working with several critical access hospitals, downloading and setting up various versions of CART, we invariably run into issues. And I invariably call the CART Help Desk, and invariably they're gracious and helpful with whatever question we've come up with. So I'm a real fan. And so for those of you that aren't used to using it as a resource, it's probably the second to the QualityNet Exchange. It's the best resource. And finally, you can call IPRO. You can call me, email me. You can call Karen or email Karen. And we are available to assist you in any kind of question you want. If you can't get what you need from QualityNet Exchange or the help desk, call us. We are available. Now, that kind of ends the slide portion of this. But before we open the line for questions, which we'll do in a couple seconds, I'd like to pose a question or two to our abstraction expert, Karen. These are questions which have come to me. First, would you encourage hospitals, if they can, to train more than one or two people to use the CART tool?
And yes, of course. Essentially, the more staff that are aware and involved, the better, as you know. Whether your hospital has a small or large number of cases to abstract each quarter, more than one person should really be familiar and comfortable with using the CART tool. Of course, you can still designate one person to lead or be the champion, but allow for others in your hospital to be exposed to the abstraction process. We do recommend, if allowable, and I know this is an issue for, you know, if staffing permits, that the abstraction be divided by clinical topic, not to burden one person with being an expert in all of the four topics. With high volume of turnover and vacations and illness, it is really good to share this job.
Well, that's a very good answer. For some of the smaller facilities, there are fewer people, as you know, particularly in critical access hospitals. Folks wear many hats, so it's difficult, but we really encourage you to have as many people as interested learn the CART tool and use it. Now, here's the second one. that I struggled with when I first started learning CART myself a couple years ago. Can you explain why on some abstractions some items are grayed out and cannot be answered?
Sure. Some of the data elements gray out, or as you know it, as the fields become unable to be populated due to skip logic or skip patterns, and in accordance with the measure algorithm or the analytic flow. For example, many of you do know, some of you don't know, if you answer yes to the data element smoking history, then the data element smoking counseling is highlighted and requires an answer. However, if you answer no, that the patient has no smoking history, then the counseling data element does not require an answer, and this element will not be opened in the tool for you to populate. So it's sort of, you know, the algorithm and how the algorithm works and what fits into the measure.
Oh, thank you very much, Karen. That helps me, and I hope it helps some others. Now, Nikki, since we're done with this part of it, let's open the line for questions and see what people are wondering about CART 4.0.
If you have a question at this time, please press the 1 key on your touch-tone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, please press the pound key. I'm showing no questions.
I have a question. I'm going to ask Karen again because this is another one that I've run across. You know, when you're doing all of the items, you get the question marks after each item in CART. Are these question marks that you click on for information, are they updated every time a new specification manual comes out?
Yeah, and the answer is yes to that. Like other hospitals use a vendor tool, you are using the CART tool, which is CMS's tool, and that is their way of giving you direction to the data dictionary or updates. Any, you know, kind of hints on how to answer the question. It gives you the parameters to help you answer the question. So, yes, they are updated with every release of the specs manual.
And that's why it's important to keep all of your abstractions associated with a specific specs manual and a specific time mm-hmm. period. That can be confusing at times. And I do have another one that actually folks have asked me about mm-hmm. user-friendliness because sometimes CART can be a little persnickety, and even on the new version, if those of you that are on the line that are using CART 4.0 know that when you first start doing abstractions, it can be a little slow, and then it speeds up as you add more abstractions. It's kind of a technical issue with the way the software is written. But the question is, if I have a comment or if I want to try to improve in some way, are we able to have any way to communicate feedback on this CART tool?
And they have just created, as of July 1st, an email address that you can submit feedback or questions regarding the CART tool, specific to the CART tool. And I'll just give you that now, and we can also forward this out onto Jenny for any of you that can't get it down right now. It is CART, C-A-R-T, then underscore feedback, at the little A sign, ifmc.sdps.org. And this is an address that you can email to make suggestions, questions, feedback. And that's really how the specs manual is updated and medications are updated. So they do listen to us, hence this version 4.0.
Thank you. And I would say that anybody out there that has an issue when they're doing CART, if you use that email address, you can get your question to them right away, make your suggestion, and they do really pay attention to those things. Now, that's really all the questions that I have. Nikki, are there any other questions out there?
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the 1 key at this time.
Richard, this is the Lake Success Office. Is that I as I, F as in Frank?
F is in Frank.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm showing no questions, sir.
Well, you know, and I would be interested if anybody that's on the line that's been using CART has any comments or suggestions that they'd like to make concerning whether it's what's good about it, what's not good about it, that they might be interested to share. So if you don't have a question, maybe you have a comment that might be helpful to others that are just getting started with CART. So questions or comments are fine. Let's try that.
you have a question or a comment at this time, please press the 1 key at this time.
Thanks.
You're welcome. No one's queued up.
Well, that's okay. Apparently, we've really covered CART pretty well, and I would really like to thank everybody for participating in the call. But there's a couple of things that I want to add that have kind of recently come up. For those of you that are using CART on a standalone system, it's very important that if you have it on a single PC that you back up your system. We had a CART user whose PC crashed and unfortunately didn't have a lot of abstractions but lost them. So that for those of you that are using CART on a standalone PC, there are various ways you can back that up, either on a shared drive or on a disk, but it's very important that you do that. And secondly, there's also a feature on QualityNet Exchange that I forgot to mention before that I wanted to mention. There's a question and answer thing called Quest, Q-U-E-S-T. If you look on the QualityNet screen on the bottom right and click on Quest, it's really an online question and answer database for all aspects of measurement and reporting. I clicked on it myself this morning, and I put in this as a search topic, CART, C-A-R-T. I got 278 questions and answers, some of them very relevant. So I just want to make you aware of that. And then finally, in terms of anybody that needs assistance with CART, in addition to all the resources, if anyone wants to have a one-on-one conference call or a site visit for further assistance, you can contact me directly, and we can figure out how to get that done for you. And I'd like to remind everybody that we do use those evaluations, and if you would kindly complete them, fax the evaluation forms, I would appreciate that. And I thank you all for being on the call and appreciate your time. And, Nikki, I guess we can end the call.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation and have a wonderful day. You may now disconnect.